Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining today. We have another episode of the GFSI podcast series. In this episode, I'll be talking to Natalia Sommer from Magnet, as well as Mark Freiling from General Mills, who are both newly appointed to the GFSI steering committee. I look forward to hearing more about your journey and in joining the GFSI family. So let's get straight into it. Welcome to the GFSI steer co, Natalia and Mark. How have you found it so far?
So, dear Linda, dear Mark, nice to meet you today. First of all, thanks a lot for invitation for this interesting new modern tool. It's my first time when I'm participating in such kind of discussion. Regarding the welcoming word, thanks. It's really beginning of the journey. And as for me, I'm very excited about this privilege to be a part of GFSI steering committee, first of all, and it's a great honor to be in one team with the really very amazing, very professional, worldwide experts and greatest, I would say, guru in areas related to food safety, quality, regulatory, and many others. And of course, it's also very exciting that the uniqueness of GFSI and steering committee literally uniting the whole range of different businesses representative as producers and retailers. So, so from my point of view, this unique empowering of each sector of the business opportunity, empowering us as a member of this amazing steering committee, and this give us an endless opportunity to bring all our best and expertise and experience to achieve the tasks and goals of GFSI, make sure that the food of this world is more and more safe, and mitigating risk together, risk which all of us facing in our industries globally. So really very excited about that so far. And I'm sure that I will be excited and will be very energized because of that till long period of time ahead.
We're very happy to have you on the GFSI steering committee, Natalia. And yourself, Mark?
Yeah, thank you, Linda. I'm Mark Freiling. I'm with General Mills, as Linda mentioned. You know, I think GFSI, it's interesting. I remember more than 20 years ago interacting with Mike Robach, who many of you may remember from GFSI early days, and having conversations about him around and during the early inception of GFSI and the concept of creating global harmonized standards to elevate food safety around the world and also enable what was, you know, clearly an inevitable global food supply chain and that is really necessary to feed a growing world in a safe and nutritious way. And, you know, continue as a company, General Mills, and as an individual leader to be committed to driving forward with those aspirations, and excited to be working with a set of global leaders in the food safety and quality space to accelerate that journey and really move further along the journey of realizing those aspirations.
Sounds absolutely amazing. I'm just going to throw it out there. Why did you want to join the GFSI Steerco, and what's in it for you and your company? What is it about the work of GFSI that's so important for you?
Well, maybe I'll start this time. You know, I wanted to join GFSI personally to lend my leadership and also lend the global presence of General Mills to the important initiatives that I just mentioned in my previous comments around driving, you know, globally harmonized standards and enhancing food safety practices and also outcomes for in the global food supply chain for our consumers around the world. You know, General Mills is a very large manufacturer and distributor of food around the world. We sell our products in more than 100 markets around the world. And so, you know, enhancing the capabilities in the global food supply chain is a critical business imperative, both for General Mills and something that I, you know, morally really resonate with. And so that's why I wanted to be a part of this initiative and why I'm so excited to be working with these other, you know, really experienced and impactful leaders to drive those initiatives forward.
Thanks. Mark actually says a lot of really important things. Maybe I'm repeating a little bit. So for me, by participation and being active membership of GFSI community and part of this team, of steering committee, what I'm seeking? I'm seeking I will definitely strengthen my expertise and experience in the area of food safety standards with the opportunity of following implementation of best practices for businesses where I am currently work, but also to the businesses like different formats of food suppliers. So I'm working in the retail, biggest retail company, and we are sourcing from many suppliers food products, ingredients for our own productions, et cetera, et cetera. So it's an opportunity also to bring this innovation and expertise into these businesses as well. Also to establish safe and sustainable goods producing, storage, distribution, just to help to provide access to safe food for people everywhere, very sustainably, yeah, for their long period ahead. So in our company, we are committed to making food safety, but also in the areas of, as I mentioned, surrounded businesses to achieve the sustainability strategy targets for our consumers and customers and for their confidence that via effective quality assurance and food safety system implemented, we guaranteed value for the being number one retail company oriented to the level of worldwide best practices for, I would say, for positive impact on quality of life of our customers and their families. And also, what is important personal for me, I'm sure that my retail and industry experience and expertise will be useful also, and I will be able to contribute into GFSI community activities and work on benchmarking and harmonization, including certification program capability or ensuring best practices, knowledge sharing across our network, building and development for the future vision and strategy within the area of sustainable, safe food development of the world to the better and so for better and sustainable future.
I think you touched on that a bit, Natalia. When we talk within GFSI, we talk about two, three phrases often within our communications, that being safe food for people everywhere, as well as safe food as everyone's business. I think, as again, I just want to throw it out there and say, what do these phrases mean to you both? Why are they integral in GFSI's daily data work?
Mark, if you don't mind, I will try to be very, very short, very fast. For me, it's a key of success of the business, for continuing business itself, but also for the successful growth of the business. So it's just, I'm sure that for retail or for food producing companies and any industry, it's, I would say, obligatory requirements with zero tolerance and its main rules, basic rules. Which must be applied in all of the processes, I think, like that.
So to me, this is quite an important question. And what I'd like to say here is that for many, many years at General Mills, we have considered food safety to be pre-competitive. And what I mean by that is that we intend to share things that we learn around best practices openly and broadly with the industry in order to elevate food safety practices and capabilities across the industry, because we think it's the right thing to do for our consumers and for, for society in general. And so you know, I think that really resonates with this idea of food safety. Safe food is everyone's business, and safe food for people everywhere. We shouldn't be, you know, kind of holding those practices close to ourselves and thinking of them as competitive advantages. These should be practices and ideas and knowledge that is broadly shared in order to elevate the practices of the industry as a whole and to enhance public health as a whole.
Thank you for that. Recently, I know that you both attended your first steering committee meeting with JFSI. What was that experience like, and did anything surprise you during that meeting?
So I'll start with this one. You know, to state the obvious, you know, the experience of attending virtually a meeting that was partially in person and partially virtual, which all of us have had many experiences with over the last 2 years, was though really good, not as good as it could be. And so I'm really looking forward to being able to meet in person, hopefully next year, with the steering committee and the broader GFSI community. You know, that said, I am impressed with the experience level, the breadth of global experience and industry experience of the members of the steering committee, some of whom are people that I have known for many years, and in fact, some of whom are former colleagues, and some of whom are new to me. And so I'm really appreciative of the chance to get to know them and to build my network. You know, I'm at the stage in my career where, increasing amounts of my leadership and my attention are focused at the industry level. And so this is an exciting opportunity, and I'm anxious to really contribute.
Yeah, just to add a little bit, it was really very fruitful steering meeting indeed. It was the first time for me as well. So, and despite on this modern online and face-to-face format, you know, we were fully engaged into all discussions and the meeting. It was very efficient, very interesting, and we have really great opportunities to be better familiar with each other at this time for this 4 days, and to be a part of the team who discussed all current projects and upcoming projects, and really also looking forward for next meetings, also to be able to present some of the results maybe next time.
Lovely. And as you just mentioned, JFSI is working on a number of big projects at the moment. Just to name a few, there's auditor training and professional development, the re-imaging of the Global Markets Program, there's the government to business forums, there's the local group updates, as well as the return to physical events with the upcoming GFSI conference. So where do you see the work of the steering committee playing a role in these developments?
So Mark, if you don't mind, I think really all mentioned above projects and activities are really very crucial and really very, how to say, highly important for sure, no doubts. And it would be, of course, amazing to for me to deep dive and working out on the project like reimagination of the Global Market Program. It would be real priority for me, but also the government to business forum or local group updates.
I think a lot of people are excited by the global markets project.
yeah, indeed. I think for markets like ours, it's really very important tool, very useful, very, mm-hmm. I'd say, able to be applied and to start or to upgrade the food safety management system development or improving. Mm-hmm.
Just a couple of additional comments. I think that, you know, one of the great advantages and powers, if you will, of public-private partnerships is that, you know, it enables industry to really align and help to drive forward with initiatives that are in the service of the public good and in the service of governmental agencies and in markets around the world. You know, I think industry, whether it be retailers or it be manufacturers, is they have a real capability around defining outcomes and key metrics and driving towards those objectives. And so, you know, I'm excited to bring that kind of capability to this kind of initiative. And it leads to, you know, kind of what I think the one of the key roles of the SteerCo is, which is to really bring focus to the work of GFSI. I think, you know, the aspirations of GFSI are vast, really. And though I think that, you know, means that the potential impact can be very large, I think it brings with it a risk of you know, being too broad or diluted too finely, if you will, and having a reduced impact. And so I think one of the key responsibilities of the SteerCo is to make sure that we are focused very tightly in the areas where we can have the biggest impact that will have the largest overall supporting output towards the macro vision for GFSI.
Thanks, Mark. I think I would just love to touch a bit and delve a bit further on the point that you've just made in terms of GFSI and the Consumer Goods Forum in general is built on the foundation of collaboration. And in this vein, it's great that we have both the retail and the manufacturer college working together on this podcast. But I would love to know, in reality, how do you find this collaboration piece? Is it as critical as is being advertised, that it's important with the work that we do?
Yeah, so, I mean, I am a very strong believer, and, you know, General Mills has been a active, you know, has played an active leadership role in the Consumer Goods Forum at the board level for many, many years. And we have many other examples where we are actively collaborating both within the industry, so with other food manufacturers and certainly with retailers around the world, but also with key academics and key governmental leaders to drive forward in this space of food safety. As I mentioned earlier, we really do believe that this is a pre-competitive space and that, you know, it's very important that we are helping to focus efforts in terms of driving science that leads to good regulations, and that we are working across the industry to make sure that best practices are shared and that we are elevating the outcomes for consumers on a global basis.
For me as well, I will be the echo here of Mark's speech. And frankly speaking, I also have this good experience that I'm leading the quality committee in the, one of the biggest retail association of Russian Federation. So we are working there in terms of the aspect, all different aspects of quality and food safety topics, not only within my colleagues from biggest international or local retail company, but also with industry, food producing and non-food producing. The two, we're absolutely sure that we can work together on these pre-competitive challenges like food safety. It's not like a competition here. We are strong together, and we are playing our part on building sustainable food systems, first of all. And by this, we can really help to each other to share a future with the food safety is everyone's business. So I think here we're just empowering each other. And as Mark mentioned, also, we're working very closely together with the non-governmental organization, but also with the local authorities. It's really key of success, I think, working together on this really very big aim.
And just further expanding on the theme of collaboration, how important has it been, in your opinion, across all stakeholder groups, has it been in mitigating the impact of COVID? What lessons have you learned through this crisis?
I think that our key learning was really, if you work together, very quickly and following, I would say, a very clear recommendation, including governmental recommendation in this case. That helps to everyone. Yeah, I think working together really helpful.
So, you know, Linda, I was kind of excited to talk a little bit about this question because I think there's some important learning certainly from the last couple of years. And I think it starts with the fact that, you know, the last time that we experienced a global pandemic was more than 100 years ago. And so really none of us have expertise in how to navigate this this kind of a situation. And you know what came out of that, I think, was a need to bring together technical experts who were not necessarily experts in the specific problem at hand, which is navigating a pandemic, to assess the situation and to try to advise companies and advise different authorities on what's the best path forward. And certainly within General Mills, we created a cross-functional task force of which I was a member to help advise our most senior leaders in the company on how to enable our company and specifically our supply chain and our broader organization to continue to supply the food that our consumers really need and love, and in this very, very challenging time. And so that's been kind of one of the really big learnings for me, is that even in very uncertain circumstances, you know, cross-functional groups or diverse groups of you know, kind of technical experts can really learn quickly and can be very, very valuable.
Thank you for sharing your learnings, both of you. And just as a last question, as we're now approaching 2022, what are you looking forward to? Hopefully there'll be a lot of things to look forward to now that we're coming to the end of this pandemic, hopefully.
Well, you know, as someone who historically has traveled, you know, more than 100,000 kilometers a year for probably the last 15 years, the fact that I have only been on an airplane twice in the last nearly 2 years has been a really abrupt and kind of jarring change. And though I have appreciated the time that's been returned to me and also the time with my family, I'm really looking forward to getting out and traveling to our markets, visiting our manufacturing sites, visiting the members of my global team, and also meeting, for example, the members of the Steerco in person.
Yeah, actually, it's a dream of I think many people just to meet this 2022 in in the most regular lifestyle. I would say, yeah, just to return to our regular lifestyle, despite we adjust to the current situation pretty flexibly, and we found that we can work in different type of the formats and in different type of the lifestyle. But of course, it's our dream, it's my dream to return to a more or less regular lifestyle. As I mentioned, of course, I would love to deep dive to this project, like reimagination of global market program, and it would be much easier if we would be very flexible in terms of the flying, visiting different producers, different suppliers with the training program, etc. So it would be much easier, but we'll see. And also, as I'm a newcomer, I would love to be fully committed to be really very efficient participant of GFSI Steerco with high level of involvement for driving improvements in global food safety. And of course, it would be much easier, I think, but we'll see. We will try to do our best to achieve these goals. And of course, it's very important to have the passion and to do step by step all programs which we plan to do to achieve this target.
Well, we'll look forward to meeting you in person, hopefully in 2022. So thank you so much, Natalia and Mark, for taking the time to share your insights and your experiences. And it's always good to learn more about GFSI through the eyes of new members to the GFSI family.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Mark.
So I hope you all have enjoyed this episode as much as I have. And I look forward to sharing the next podcast very soon. Thank you once again for joining us for this episode of the GFSI podcast series. If you'd like to hear more about what we discussed today or to be added to the GFSI emailing list, please visit our website at www.mygfsi.com. Thank you and speak to you soon.